العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our brand new episode of our program that goes by the name of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, the guide to light. And indeed, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, the revivalist of the 14th century, the Imam of the Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh, is the guide to light, who has guided us through various works of his, and his entire life revolved around reforming the ummah and reviving the deen. Alhamdulillah, today's topic is a beautiful topic, something that personally brings a lot of joy to my heart, something which is beautiful to discuss about, something that is the essence of our iman, something that is the soul of our faith, and something around which the iman, the faith of every believer revolves. And what this topic is, today we will be talking about Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh as the pinnacle of prophetic love. The love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh possessed, that was second to none. That was beyond our imagination, as his entire life was devoted towards the noble cause of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, towards the deen of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, towards propagating the sunnahs and love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, towards upholding the honor of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Whatever action he would perform, whatever work he would perform, it would solely be for the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, for the honor of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. And today, many of those innovations that had unfortunately been penetrated within our society, they were combated against by the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh. He Rahmatullah Alayh stood firm against those innovations, revived the deen, and Alhamdulillah brought the clear teachings and image of Islam to us, that how should we follow the true teachings of Islam, and how his entire life was submerged within the love of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. The entire purpose of his life was to uphold the honor of the Holy Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, to work for the honor and respect of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. And he Rahmatullah Alayhi laid a beautiful example for us, a beautiful example for the coming generations, that this is how you should love the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam, as loving the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasallam is not merely through verbal claims, but there should be some practical actions as well that proves our love for the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasallam. Inshallah Zawajal, today we will be talking about the prophetic love of the Imam of Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayhi, what kind of love he possessed. Of course, we can't really understand the level of love that the Imam of Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayhi possessed for the Holy Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, but inshallah we will try to go through some accounts in terms of what love he possessed for the Holy Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasallam, and inshallah Zawajal derive some lessons and pearls of wisdom from it, so that we can also implement them within our lives. Today, Alhamdulillah, we have our brother Ali Haider bhai again with us, Alhamdulillah, who joins us to take us through the journey of this beautiful topic. And inshallah, Zawajal, we will be going towards brother Ali Haider bhai to enlighten our hearts with this beautiful topic. But before that, inshallah, Zawajal, we will enlighten our hearts by listening to the Naat of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As when we are talking about the love of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, how can we not talk about listening to the Naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi وسلم, which is a great source of increasing our love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So without any further delay, inshallah, let's go towards our brother Amir for the Naat of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and enlighten our hearts further with the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ya Amir.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
کلام الہی میں شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرائے نور کی ذات قسم قسم شب تار میں راز یہ تھا کہ حبیب کی زلف
شمس و دوحا تیرے چہرے
Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Mashallah. What a beautiful Naat of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, written by none other than the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah alayh. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, today we are talking about the pinnacle of prophetic love, the climax of prophetic love. And even through the poetry of the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Rahmatullah alayh, we can see how much submerged he was in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and what great love he possessed for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. As penning down such prophetic love in the form of poetry cannot be done without having such unbound love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, as well as being a scholar of the highest caliber. And the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah rahmatullah alayhi possessed both these qualities simultaneously. The love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, my dear viewers of Madinah Channel, is something that a believer's life should revolve around. The love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is something which is the essence of faith. If the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is taken away, faith is lifeless. The iman has no value without the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The higher the faith of a person is, the higher love he would possess for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And this is seen throughout the seerah, the biographies of Sahaba Ikram alayhi ridwan tabi'in, tam'a tabi'in, awliya ibam ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. And Sayyidi Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, who was the revivalist of the 14th century, duly and thoroughly possessed this beautiful quality as well, which is a guide for us, which is an example for us, that how should we also have the love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So without any further delay, let's go to our brother Ali Haider Bhai and talk about this beautiful subject regarding the pinnacle of prophetic love that the Imam of Ahlus Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, possessed for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Ali Bhai, how would you start on this beautiful subject?
So I think there's only one way we can start it, and that's with the Shaykh Daladi Qalban Azmati Mustafa Sayyidi A'la Hazrat.
So not only did he possess the love, but he also imparted this love to the Ummah.
The great Imam was the Imam of Ishq and Muhabbat. He was the one who had mastered not only love for Rasulullah himself, but the way to teach the Ummah how to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because something comes to mind where people, they question Allah Hazrat, why do you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to such an extent? You praise him too much. Yeah. And he said to them, you tell me the intaha, the end of where I should praise Rasulullah, and then I will praise Rasulullah that much. And that is what Imam Ahl Sunnah taught us, that love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam based upon this hadith. And we understand the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is a sahih hadith, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, none amongst you have truly believed until I have become more beloved to you than your children, your parents, and the whole of mankind. And this is what Sayyidi Ahl Hazrat was. He was the definition of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He lived his life in accordance to Quran and hadith. And the hadith teaches us to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, whether somebody is acclaimed in this dunya or the akhirah, one thing we need to understand is, if for example, Usama, I praise you.
Yes.
But let's say the people who oppose you, they don't praise you. Yes. That means you've only won half of the hearts in your company. But Sayyidi Al-Hazrat was such that he won the hearts of his enemies too in this field. That none of his fans, none of his followers, nor those people who his enemies could deny the fact that he loved the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How can this be? Those people who opposed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they have to accept the fact that Sayyidi Al-Hazrat spent hours upon hours, pages upon pages, ink pots upon ink pots, pens upon pens, hours upon hours, days upon days, breaths upon breaths, lifetimes upon lifetimes, defending the honor of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know about Sayyidi Al-Hazrat, his blessed qalam only raised for one of two matters, either to praise Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a man has a qalam for just those two, it no longer remains a qalam, but it becomes a sign of his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why we titled the great Imam as Imam Ishq Muhabbat.
SubhanAllah, beautifully mentioned, Ali Bhai. And again, we're talking about the love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. That is one thing. Having love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam is one thing. But then the station, the status upon which Imam Ahl Sunnat rahmatullah alayhi was, he was the Imam of the time. He was the Mufti of the time. He was the Muhaddith of the time. He was the Mufassir of the time. And being at such a status is not easy from the perspective of keeping up with the requirements of such a designation, such a status. Now you possess all this. Having love for the Prophet is one thing, but then he at the same time simultaneously not only reformed the people but revived the deen as well. And then, as you beautifully mentioned, Dalidi Qalb Mein Azmat-e Mustafa. Over here we're talking about Dalidi Qalb Mein, as in the one who has made our hearts submerged in the love of the Prophet Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Pilakum, that he himself having the pinnacle of prophetic love, being at this status, that is one thing. But then having his followers follow the same path, having their hearts being submerged in the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this is something amazing. And this is what Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah alayhi, he duly performed, and he imparted the love of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to the Ummah, and those who are true followers of his, they alhamdulillah also have this love for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their hearts too.
Most definitely. And if you think about this, you mentioned that, and we both mentioned that Sayyidi al-Hazrat was the master of Ishq and Muhabba. If we look linguistically, love in Arabic is the word Hub. And if you look grammatically in terms of sarf and nahab, in terms of syntax and morphology, you'll find that the word hub originally was the word hubub, right, meaning it had two bars.
Right.
And what actually happened was when this word was formed, because in grammar what happens is every word has an origin. It has what's known as a mustard, where the word was derived and taken from.
Right.
So the word originally had two letter bars. And what happened was one of the bars actually obliterated itself, you could say, was taken out of the equation for the preservation of the word hub. And that's what true love Ala Hazrat taught us. And that's the love of Ala Hazrat. The Ala Hazrat said, I sacrifice myself for the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The second bar sacrificed itself for the first bar to show its love for the word of Ishq. And that's Imam Ishq Muhabbat. He said, I will sacrifice not only this life but the next life for the preservation and the praise of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Karun tere naam pe jaan fida, masih ke jaan kya do jahan fida, do jahan se veed kahin ji bhara, karun kya karono jahan nahi. And truly, like, you know, anyway, sometimes when we talk about these matters and when we talk about the ash'ar, the poetry of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, many times it is just verbal claims,
definitely.
But when the Imam of Ahl Sunnah Rahmatullah Alayh is writing these ash'ar, these poetry, and when he's raising his pen, as you mentioned, that it was solely for the honor of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, solely for upholding that ishq and love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And anyway, this is also one of such ranks upon which a wali of Allah reaches, that everything of his is solely for the sake of Allah and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today I have an expertise. I'm expert in X, Y, Z, whatever. Now what do I use it for? Right? I'm really good in something. Do I use to earn my livelihood with it? Or do I use it to protect the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Having said that, earning halal livelihood is not something bad. It is lawful. In fact, with good intentions, it becomes a form of worship. But how about using your skills, using your expertise for the sake of the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of protecting the honor of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In our previous episodes, we covered the academic brilliance of the great Imam. We covered about what great expertise he possessed. Now we also know that he is also known as Imamul Kalam, and his Kalam is known as Kalamul Imam.
Subhanallah.
We all know that. And what great expertise he had in the field of poetry as well. MashaAllah, Brother Amir recited the Kalam. This was written by Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Alayhi. Now, his pen is being raised only for two purposes.
The first purpose,
to defend the praise of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Second is to defend the honor of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Which other rank is there that you would say that a person has not reached the extent, the climax of the love of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam? Had Allah willed, he could have used his skills for many other worldly purposes as well. But he's using his entire life, his whole expertise, everything, just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the fundamental reason why Allah Almighty blessed him with all that that we've been talking about throughout our various episodes within this program of ours.
I think the way to explain this very simply and beautifully, we are holding an entire series about Al Hazrat's greatness. Why? And the reason he attained the rank, his martaba, all of this links to one simple thing. All honor belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All rank belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything belongs to Allah. Allah is the owner of all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon whomsoever he is. And we understand that the most beloved to Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single thing that has a nisbat to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes blessed. Madinatul Munawwara, we love Medina because of his nisbat towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Madinatul Munawwara itself was Yathrib.
Exactly.
With the linkage of Prophet alayhi wa sallam from Yathrib, it became Madinatul Munawwara.
Normal people like Umar, Abu Bakr, Uthman, Ali became known as the Sahaba Ikram because of the nisbat towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali, Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan became known as the Ahlul Bayt because of their nisbah towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We became known as Ummatis because of our nisbah towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Imam Ahmad Raza became known as Sayyidi wa Murshidi Imam Ahl Sunnah because of his nisbah towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You look at his own works. We look at Fatawa Razaviyya Sharif. It started Al-Atai Nabawiyya, the gift of Rasulullah. We find that all ishq, all muhabbat links towards the nisbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a point you mentioned there, Wasim, but you said that if somebody has expertise in this dunya and he uses it to attain the dunya, then what is the point of this skill? What is the use of this skill? We spoke about the expertise of Allah Hazrat. He was known as the Imam al-Kalam. The person had such a maharat and expertise in writing. Let's look when Sayyidi Allah Hazrat was asked by a certain district in charge. To understand, we need to know the district name is Nanpara. This is a locality. And that district in charge at that time, he was famous about him, that anybody who praises him, writes some good kalams, poetry, in his praise he'd give them an in'am, meaning he'd give them a reward, some money, some sort of wealth. So the people around Sayyidi Ad Hazrat, obviously, they looked at his poetry from the form of his own power, meaning they thought Ad Hazrat's writing because this is his mastery. Ad Hazrat knew he was writing because of the ata of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. So people considered him a master of poetry as well.
So he was known as a master of all sciences, along with poetry, along with shairi. And here what they say is, his friends say that, Ahmad Raza, why don't you also praise this district in charge of Nanpara, and you'd get some wealth that you can spend on yourself. Now remember, we said he's known as Imam Ishq Muhabbat. He doesn't write for you and me. He doesn't write for this dunya. Why? You know, when somebody becomes engrossed in the love of the Peer Murshid, he's known as Fana fi Sheikh, meaning he is completely lost in the devotion of his Sheikh. We can say that Ali Hazrat was lost in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hub, the ishq muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fana fi Rasul. So when somebody dared to say, oh, Ahmad Raza, praise the person of this dunya, it was as if Ali Hazrat says, karo tere naam fi jaan fida, nabase ka jaan do jahan fida. This is exactly what Sayyidi Ali Hazrat was saying. Now this district Nanpara, we need to understand Sayyidi Ali Hazrat, he had a logical understanding of everything. Even his poetry, there was a reasoning behind the words he used. So he said, okay, I'll write something. Those people thought he's going to praise his district in charge. Little did they know that the pen of Raza is only for Rasulullah. So what does he do? Sayyidi Ali Hazrat, he begins to write a kalam. And in this kalam, he mentions the word Parai Nan. Remember, the place's name was Nanpara. He turned the word on the opposite and called it Parai Nan. In this he says, my deen is not just a worthless piece of bread. It's not a Parai Nan.
Karumad hai ahle duwal raza. Karumad hai ahle duwal raza.
Thank you.
Al-Hazrat saying, Mera Deen Para Hai Naan Nahi.
So the name of the place was Naan Para, and he says, Mera Deen Para Hai Naan Nahi.
That my Deen is not just worth like a piece of bread. My Deen has such a great rank, and my Rasul has such a great rank. I will not sell my services for the sake of a few gold coins, because the reward that I have is not for this dunya, it's for the akhirat.
And also we need to understand over here that when Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahimahullah over here, he opposed these people who sort of were trying to convince him to write in the favor of the district in charge over there, Naan Para and Para and Na. When he turned the sequence of the words the other way around, Para and Naan means piece of bread. And what does he say over here? Karu madhe ehle duwal raza. That you want me to praise the people of this world,
Allah.
Those who are wealthy people. But if bala me meri bala, that I fall into this evil, main gada hu apne kareem ka.
Allah.
Subhanallah. Main gada hu apne kareem ka. I'm the slave, I'm the servant of my master.
Salam.
Referring to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Mera deen para na nahi. My religion is not a piece of bread. My religion is not for a piece of bread. My poetry, the same point that we started from where you mentioned, that his pen was raised only for two purposes. To praise the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, to defend the honor of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Mera deen para na nahi. My deen, my expertise, my writing is not for the piece of bread. It is to love the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It is to praise the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. It is to protect the honor of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And at the same point, Anibai, if you think about it, what they were requesting wasn't unlawful.
Definitely.
If Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayh had praised the district in charge and spoke truth, which of course Imam Ahl Sunnat would have spoken truth, it wouldn't have been unlawful.
Definitely.
But the iman, the faith of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, main gada hoon apne kareem ka. I am the slave, the servant of my master sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Mera deen para na nahi. My religion, my faith, my writing, my expertise, the karam, the fadl of Allah upon me is not for the sake of a piece of bread.
You know, here one of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to mind. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this dunya is a sijin, meaning a prison for the believers, and it is a paradise for the disbelievers. Sayyidi al-Hazrat, he had the understanding of the hadith, he had the understanding of the teachings of Rasulullah, that his paradise was waiting for him. Sayyidi al-Hazrat knew you can accumulate all the wealth of this dunya, you can bring mountains of gold, but that one vision of Rasulullah destroys all of this wealth of these things. Because every single aspect of this dunya was made for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Azza wa Jalla himself says that this entire dunya and everything within was created for the sake of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To the extent some of the ulama ikram even say the reason of the day of judgment, because remember Allah Azza wa Jalla is the all-knowing, so what's the need for judgment? The ulama ikram say one of the reasons of the day of judgment is to show the shan, the martaba, maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is why Imam Ishq Muhabbat, he had no love for this dunya, he only had love for Rasulullah, and he knew everything he's going to get in this dunya and the akhirat will be because of Rasulullah.
At the same time, we also come to know regarding the tawakkul, the reliance of Imam Ahlul Sunnah alayhi rahmah upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having that tawakkul, that reliance upon Allah Almighty, is also an integral part of our faith. And this very merit, this very virtue of that reliance upon Allah Almighty was also embedded in the nature, in the personality of Imam Ahlul Sunnah rahmatullah alayhi, for the sake of love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that he had in his heart, as he could not bear to see that he would praise anyone else.
Definitely.
You see, the way I love my parents, the way I praise them, I can't praise anyone else, someone who's beloved to me. How can I praise someone else whilst I'm praising them? So if I'm praising my beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, this is what my pen is for. This is what my academic brilliance is for. This is what all that, my spiritual exercises, my worships have been for. Then how come is it possible for me that I praise someone else?
At one point for us to understand, Wasim Bhai, is at the start we mentioned the Shaykh Dalidi Kalba Me Azmat Mustafa. So on one hand we see Imam Ahl Sunnat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza saying, I will not praise anyone of this dunya because I have no love for this dunya. And direct impact we see in this very time, the Amir of the Ahl Sunnat, Marana Ilyas Qadri, Dhamad Barakatum and Ali, what does he say? In one of his couplets he says,
Nadanat de nashorat de
this is a direct impact we find. Amir al-Sunnah says, na dola de na shora de. Nor do I want any wealth, nor do I want any fame. Mujhe bas ye sa'ad de, just ya Allah grant me this blessing, this opportunity, tere kadmo mein mar jau, me ro ro kar Madinah mein. That I die in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whilst tears are flowing from my eyes. And this is a direct impact of Imam al-Sunnah's teachings with regards to love. And we see Imam al-Sunnah or Amir al-Sunnah, we see both of them have taught this ummah how to love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amir al-Sunnah himself says that he has attained everything in terms of his knowledge, understanding from Imam al-Sunnah, from Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. And we, alhamdulillah, we can proudly say we've attained it all from Amir al-Sunnah.
Subhanallah. And this is anyway the karam of Allah Almighty, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that alhamdulillah we are the followers of the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi. And in today's day and age, alhamdulillah, Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri sahab hafizahullah ta'ala, how they follow Imam Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, and made us follow Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi alayhi, told us the true teaching of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullahi alayhi, and told us what the true love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam actually means. Otherwise, many accounts and incidents, you see the account of the district Nanpara which you just mentioned. Now, listening to this account would enlighten our hearts with the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that these are the kinds of awliya that we had in the past who would raise their pens just for the love and honor of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is how they would refute those who would request them to praise the worldly affluent people. And this is where, alhamdulillah, this is karam and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we have the personality likes of Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatumul Ali in today's day and age, who are taking us and leading us on the path of the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh. And the beautiful point where you mentioned earlier, where some ulama mentioned that the only reason for the Day of Judgment, what is it? To show the honor and the station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. So maqam mahmood that would be given to the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, the Hawd al-Kawthar, the fountain of Kawthar, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would be quenching the thirst of his devotees, the bridge of Sirat, where his ummatis would be passing by, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam would be helping them to cross the bridge of Sirat. And all that, the station of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam, how he would intercede for the ummah, all this would be shown on that day when there will be no support, no help, nothing at all apart from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Today, those who deny the station and the status of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that day even they will realize that there is no support, no help other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And for this, a poet beautifully says that فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَا اِنْ اِقَادِ بَسْمِ مَحْشَرْ كَا
فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَا اِنْ اِقَادِ بَسْمِ مَحْشَرْ كَا فَقَدْ اِتْنَا سَبَبْ هَا اِنْ اِقَادِ بَسْمِ مَحْشَرْ كَا
Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh, warning those who do not believe in the station of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, in the status of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he says ki aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang unse, phir na maanenge qiyamat mein agar maan gaya. On the Day of Judgment, everything will be apparent. If you believe at that time, it's too late, and there's no U-turn from there. Aaj le unki pana, aaj madad maang unse.
As if they're saying, Hashir ka hoga ye maalum, ke jeeta ko na
thara.
Because on that day, everyone will accept.
Indeed.
And that's what Sayyidi Ala Hazrat, he mentions, and he says throughout his life, whoever wants to accept, accept. Ala Hazrat's job was to teach love. Mustafa jaane rahmat, pe laakho salam. And that is such attribute to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That more than 100 years have passed, but no one single gathering of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaat can be completed without us mentioning Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilaku Salam. To the extent that even in the Arabian Peninsula, there's such famous ulama'i karam. They say we used to go in the various gatherings around the world, and we would see the people of the Indian subcontinent holding their arms, reciting Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilaku Salam. We'd ask them, "What are you reciting?" And they were saying, "This is the praise of the Prophet." And the ulama kiram, they'll see that these people from the Indian subcontinent, tears of joy, tears of love are coming from their heart. And this is why we understand that Imam Ahl Sunnah is truly without doubt the Imam of Ishq of Muhabbat.
SubhanAllah. And this kalam of Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullah Alayhi Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilaku Salam, such a claim it received, which shows and reflects the greatness of Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, that imagine the personality who wrote this kalam, who wrote this poetry, attained such acclaim, then imagine what would be the station and the level of acclaim in the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, of the writer of this kalam, of this poetry. So this is all karam and fadl, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when you devote yourself wholly and fully, solely, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, then the success that you get, the acclaim that you get, it is unimaginable. It is beyond imagination. And as ulama karam, they beautifully mentioned the honor of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the scenes of the Day of Judgment, and liwa alhamd of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam helping someone at the fountain of Kawthar, someone at the bridge of Sirat, someone who will be dragged towards hellfire, and the salawat that he would have recited upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that would help him to save him from falling into the pits of hell. And all this, when ulama, they deduce from the narrations and they bring forth all these descriptions of the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullah alayhi being an unmatched pioneers amongst those scholars, then we come to know that no doubt the pinnacle of prophetic love is seen in the personality of our master, the revivalist of the 14th century, none other than our master Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullah.
SubhanAllah. And it is amazing how you mentioned it. And in history, in tarikh, I think there's two great events like this. Imam Busiri on one hand, if you look at his Qasida Burda Sharif, the acceptance that is received, and then the acceptance of Mustafa Jani Rahmat Bilaku Salam, both of the acceptance were not just restricted to either the Arabian Peninsula of Imam Busiri or the Indian subcontinent of Ala Hazrat Shah Imam Ahmad Raza, but in actuality, because of their nisbah towards Rasulullah, remember everything is given to Rasulullah, this dunya was made for Rasulullah, his acceptance was in this entire dunya. Both of the great imams, their acceptance and the reason of their remembrance is just, we could say, if somebody just heard one of these kalams, because we know two kalams everybody has grown up with. Every person from the Ahl Sunnah, you grew up listening to Qasida Burda, Mawla Yusalli wa Sallim Da'iman Abada, and every single one of us grew up listening on every Friday in Jummah, Mustafa Jani Rahmat, Bilaku Salam. And this shows that when you devote yourself truly, and like you meant, wholly and solely for Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah will grant you izzah in this world and in the Akhirah.
And anyway, you see, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan Rahmatullah Alayh, in one of his couplets, he especially mentions that my intention is not to look at the similes and the metaphors or the science of poetry, let's say in this word, in these words, that my intention or my desire is not to meet all this. The only desire of mine for all this is for it to be accepted in the court of the Prophet alayhi salam.
SubhanAllah.
And this is the sole goal.
SubhanAllah. And we can find that in Sayyidi al-Hazrat. If we look at Sayyidi al-Hazrat's entire life, it was always solely for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I think we've spoken first about Sayyidi al-Hazrat's extreme love and his devotion towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I remember your nisbah towards Rasulullah has reward. If we look, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's defense, Sayyidina Ali Hazrat did it throughout his life. He defended, he tried to defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at every stance, because Sayyidina Ali Hazrat, he even said he would rather that those people who speak ill against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I directly combat with them in my words, so that they spend all their time actually speaking ill of me, and they won't have time to speak ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it goes back to the definition of hope, that Sayyidina Ali Hazrat sacrificed himself for the sake of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated him in the sight, in the hearts of the entire Ummah. Alhamdulillah, all those who alhamdulillah are the followers of the right path of the Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah today, alhamdulillah, proudly say that they have an affiliation with the great Imam, our master Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullah alayh. And at the same time, we also realize that what great mindset he possessed.
Subhanallah.
You see, everything on one side, but he's refuting the deviants, those who possess the corrupt beliefs. He's refuting them through his writings, so that the time that he spent reading that refutation of his, they would say bad things to him, not to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Look at the mindset. Where would you find such kind of ishq? Where would you find such kind of love? Remember that he is the Imam of the times, and his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, in front of the love of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, his own reputation, his own fame was meaningless. And having all that at stake, or having all that to be tarnished just upon the honored Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, this is amazing.
And this is the true definition of love, to sacrifice ourselves for the sake of who we love. Because many people say, I love Rasulullah sallallahu. I can sit here saying, I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but let's say I don't follow the sunnahs of the Prophet. Indeed. I don't follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent via the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I don't follow the kalam of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then how can I say Indeed. That I love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Al-Hazrat, he taught us how to have this love. And one thing to know from here is, you know, when Sayyidi Al-Hazrat, he spent years and years, hours and hours, his entire life defending the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you can find logical proof that Ala Hazrat was upon the haq. Those people who he is debating and speaking against, you want to understand the logical point of how he is upon haq. Ala Hazrat spent days, years, lifetimes upon lifetimes. The reason I say lifetime upon lifetime is because Sayyidi Ala Hazrat spent his entire life Indeed. Defending the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So on one hand, you have a man who is spending hours trying to increase the rank, not himself, in the sight of people, try to increase the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And those deviants spend hours and hours, days and days, trying to lower the rank of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is logical proof upon who is the one on haq and who is the true Imam of the Ahl
Sunnah. Now, you were talking about a linkage and association earlier on, that anything that is associated with the Prophet is blessed.
Definitely.
And once something has an association with the Holy Prophet والسلام, then our Iman requires us to respect it, love it, honor it. And from many accounts of the life of Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullah alayhi, we see this practically being in his personality. The famous account of the Sayyid Zada, who was holding the palanquin of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, and how the great Imam of the time responded to that. Just to summarize that very account, in that time it was a norm of the society that ulama, they would be carried on the shoulders of four people in a palanquin sort of arrangement. And Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullah alayhi, he was the Imam of the time, and even ulama would feel it to be an honor to be present in his company. Imam Ahl Sunnah rahmatullah alayhi, he was to be taken somewhere, and as according to the norms of the time, a palanquin, it was arranged, and four people, they held it upon their shoulders, and the great Imam of the time, no ordinary personality, we're talking about the Imam of the time, the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullah alayh, he sat in there, and just a few steps later, he rahmatullah alayh ordered for it to be stopped, and he said, I can smell the fragrance of a Sayyid Zada.
Subhanallah.
Someone who's from the lineage of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And when it was stopped and it was put down, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayhi, he asked that, who amongst you is a Sayyid Zada? and Allah. The one who was actually a Sayyid Sahib, because of the financial difficulties he was facing, he expressed that Huzoor, it is me, but because of financial difficulties, I'm having to do this. Now the Imam of the time, there is great number of people standing over there just to catch a glimpse of the great Imam. Imagine the rank, the status, the honor this Imam would have at this very moment of time. People, a huge gathering is standing over there just to catch a glimpse of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh. And the great Imam, he says to Sayyid Sahib, what does he say? That Huzoor, please forgive me.
Allahu Akbar.
That what if your grandfather on the day of judgment said that, oh Ahmad Raza, was the shoulder of my child to carry you? Did you not find any other shoulder? What Allah. Answer would I give Allah. To my master sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Please forgive me.
Allah.
And now you would ride upon it and I would walk holding you on my shoulders, Allah. Same number of steps.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah. And the Sayyidah, he also knew the status of the great Imam.
Allah.
He initially didn't agree to it.
Allah.
But upon the insistence of the great Imam, he had to agree with this. And the whole assembly of people, all those who were gathered over there, they witnessed this heart trembling scene that the great Imam of the time, someone whose glimpse, catching one glimpse of whose was the dream of biggest of the scholars of that time, he himself took that very palanquin on his shoulders, saw the Sayyid Sahib in there and walked those steps.
Again, it shows the true pinnacle of love that Sayyidi Al-Hazrat.
And even today, if I have a little bit of status in this world in front of my subordinates, I would perhaps not even pick up a glass of water.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even perhaps make a cup of tea myself.
Allah.
Why this tarnishes my reputation?
Allah.
I'm a manager today. I'm a supervisor today. In front of those upon whom I've been appointed as a manager, this would tarnish my dignity.
Exactly.
But this is the Imam of the time, someone who was given the title of Imami Ahl Sunnah not only by the ulama of Ajam, but also by the ulama of Arab.
SubhanAllah. It's 100% true. And we can find an example of that. Again, if we look at Amir Ahl Sunnah, you'll find that I couldn't say, maybe I could be corrected. I don't think there's a single scholar, a single maybe even teacher, or a single even sheikh of today who would kiss his own disciple's hand.
Allah.
Sayyidi wa Murshidi. You can see Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damad Barakatum Al-Aliya. Every single time he meets with a Sayyid, not looking is this Sayyid an Alim, a Mufti, who is he? Every time he holds the hand of a Sayyid first, he kisses his hand.
Even though he's his disciple.
His own disciple, and he insists. And he says to the Sayyid Zahrad that allow me to kiss your hand. At this old age, I have seen Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damad Barakatum Al-Aliya with my own eyes, even bend forward just to kiss his own disciple's hand.
Allah.
Now we can see this when we keep on and continuously calling Sayyidi Al-Hazrat the pinnacle of love. This is the example of it. If you want to see the greatness of a man, look at not only his own life, but look at the impact he had on the dunya. Look at him being the person who not only loved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but taught this ummah how to love Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
Anyway, I would specially request you to please take us through the account of the Hajj journey, where Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayhi went, and then his yearning and desire to behold his beloved. You see, when you love someone or claim to love someone, your yearning and eagerness to behold them, to see them, is unimaginable, is beyond our imagination. Now, Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayhi, his entire life revolved around the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, the journey of Hajj is there. Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayhi goes for the journey of Hajj, but at the same time, the kindle of the yearning of beholding the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam inflames further in his heart. So I would like you to take us through that very account to enlighten our hearts with the love of the Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, that how exactly this yearning increased the love and the desire of beholding Prophet Alayhi Salatu Wasalam for the Imam Ahl Sunnat Rahmatullah Alayhi, and what exactly took place there.
It's amazing how we've said that Sayyidi Al-Hazrat's pen raised for 2 points. Let's first understand this. First point was to defend the honor of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the second was to praise the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when we look at the first Hajj journey of Imam Ahl al-Sunnah. In his first Hajj journey, he actually ended up writing a book in defense of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, famously known as the Dawlat al-Makkiyah bi Madat al-Ghaybiyah, where he's talking about the ilm al-Ghayb of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without having any books with him. The interesting point of this was when he was challenged to write about this topic by the people who didn't believe in the ilm al-Ghayb of the Prophet, he wrote this whilst in a state of fever.
Allah.
Automatically, first, he's unwell. Second, none of his students are with him, nor does he have any of his books with him. But Sayyidi al-Hazrati asked from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, grant me the capability to defend the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sits and within a few hours, he manages to write and compile this great book. Remember, that was the first purpose of his pen. Now, so let's look at the second journey of Hajj of Imam Ahl al-Sunnah.
Such a publication he authored, which could not be questioned at all.
Till this day, nobody has been able to give a sufficient answer to this, nor have they even dared to answer Imam Ahl al-Sunnah. Why? Because this was a perfection in his love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we look at the second purpose of the pen, which was to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now during the second Hajj journey, Imam Ahl al-Sunnah, his desire, and it's very emotional to even speak about this, but his desire to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we can ask ourselves this question, we can ask the viewers on Madani channel as well, that who wouldn't want to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And it's very emotional even to speak about this, but imagine Allah bestowing upon us the worthless servants, even our eyes don't even have that power mechanism to even see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But imagine Allah bestowing you upon that. And then Imam Ahl al-Sunnah, he spent his life for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now his heart stays, the kafiyat has reached such, one night he says, I have to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's not even I wish to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his love was reaching the pinnacle. The pinnacle of his love was stemming within his heart, and the branches of love were expanding outside of his heart. And Sayyidi al-Hazrati begins to recite salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he continues to ask, oh Allah, allow me to see the Prophet. Oh Allah, allow me to see the Prophet. But unfortunately, the first night he's not start with this vision, and continuously now he's seen, the first night's gone, I haven't seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now the second night, his love has increased even further, and those stems of branches have now turned into full logs that are now branching outside of his heart, and his heart is overwhelmed and is overfilling, and he begins to praise the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But then he begins to say, oh Raza, why would anyone give you such a blessing? Sayyidi al-Hazrat, he writes one kalam here where he's speaking about the fakta, why would anyone turn to you? Why would anyone give you the honor of seeing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Look how many thousands of people there are here. Why would anyone speak to you here? And this is where the Imam Ahl al-Sunnah, he says, he's reached his ultimate goal. He spent his life praising the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, defending the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and these branches that were expanding from his heart, which turned into light of his eyes, became the vision of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the great Imam was able to see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Awa stood by the rosa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not only did he see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he saw Rasulullah in a wakeful state while stood by the rosa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
رضا تیرے دل کا پتا چلا بمشکل در روضہ کے مقابل در روضہ کے مقابل وہ ہمیں نظر تو آیا یہ نہ پوچھ کیسا پایا تجھے ہم
SubhanAllah, mashallah. So the Imam of Ahl al-Sunnah, rahmatullah alayhi, what he yearned for, he, rahmatullah alayhi, during the journey of Hajj, he yearned for the vision of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed this chosen servant of his with his desire, with the purpose of his life, with the vision of his beloved sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And anyway, throughout our episode of today, we've been talking about the expertise of the Imam of Ahl Sunnah rahmatullah alayhi, about his unbound love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the pinnacle of the prophetic love. And in other words, anyway, to make everything simpler and summarize everything, if we want to understand the definition of the pinnacle and climax of the prophetic love, then look at the life of the great Imam, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah rahmatullah alayhi. His academic brilliance, his raising of pen, his writings, his life, everything of his was just to praise the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and to protect the honor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And under no cost he could afford to see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's honor being compromised. The dear viewers of Madani Channel, we've tried on our end to pay a tribute to the pinnacle of the prophetic love of the Imam of Ahl Sunnah rahmatullah alayh, and to gain blessings from it. And at the end, we also need to take a few lessons, a few Madani pearls from this very aspect of the life of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh, and see what is the level of our ishq, of a love for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Is it just verbal claims? As of course, every one of us would claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember that every claim needs to be backed up by certain proofs. Now when we claim to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it backed up by our practical examples, how we lead our lives? Do we follow the sunnahs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? Do we follow the commandments of Sharia? If not, then we need to revisit our claim of loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of his beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, enable us to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam duly, the way we are meant to. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to walk upon the footsteps of the great Imam, our master, the revivalist of the 14th century, the Imam of Ahl Sunnah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullah alayh. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Lameen sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.